Deuteronomy chapter 8 verse 11 says, "Beware that thou forget not the Lord thy God in not keeping his commandments and his judgments and his statutes, which I command thee this day," says Moses to the people, "lest when thou hast eaten and art full, and hast built goodly houses and dwelt therein, and when thy herds and thy flocks multiply, and thy silver and thy gold is multiplied, and all that thou hast is multiplied, then thine heart be lifted up, and thou forget the Lord thy God, which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage, who led thee through that great and terrible wilderness, wherein were fiery serpents and scorpions, and drought, where there was no water, who brought thee forth water out of the rock of flint." That rock being symbolic of the true rock, the true Christ. That's the only thing that's going to protect you from the fiery serpents and scorpions of the end times during that 5-month period, is the word of God. Satan's locust army, his fallen angels, can't hurt those with the seal of God in their forehead. "Who fed thee in the wilderness with manna, the bread of life," that is to say, the truth of God's word, "which thy fathers knew not, that he might humble thee, and that he might prove thee, to do thee good at thy latter end. And thou say in thine heart, my power and the might of mine hand hath gotten me this wealth." And remember, this was the downfall of Nebuchadnezzar, as you can read in Daniel chapter 4, where, as you can see, beginning with verse 29, at the end of 12 months, he walked in the palace of the kingdom of Babylon. Nebuchadnezzar did, a type of Antichrist. "The king spake and said, is not this great Babylon that I have built for the house of the kingdom by the might of my power and for the honor of my majesty? While the word was yet in the king's mouth, there fell a voice from heaven saying, O King Nebuchadnezzar, to thee it is spoken, the kingdom is departed from thee, and thy dwelling shall be with the beasts of the field. They shall make thee to eat grass as oxen, and 7 times shall pass over thee until thou know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men and giveth it to whomsoever he will. The same hour was the thing fulfilled upon Nebuchadnezzar, and he was driven from men and did eat grass as oxen, and his body was wet with the dew of heaven till his hairs were grown like eagle's feathers and his nails like bird's claws." Returning to Deuteronomy chapter 8 and verse 18. "But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant which he sware unto thy fathers, as it is this day. And it shall be, if thou do at all forget the Lord thy God, and walk after other gods, and serve them, and worship them, I testify against you this day that ye shall surely perish. As the nations which the Lord destroyeth before your face, so shall ye perish, because ye would not be obedient unto the voice of the Lord your God." So keep those verses in mind as we go through this, and remember that we saw silver and gold mentioned in verse 13, and the head of the image that Nebuchadnezzar saw in Daniel chapter 2 was a head of gold, the arms and chest were silver, and ultimately that image that Nebuchadnezzar dreamed of in Daniel chapter 2 lines up with the 4 beasts of Daniel chapter 7, which make up the political beast of Revelation 13 that emerges at the woe of the 5th trumpet. So naturally, we're going to go to Revelation chapter 9. And don't forget about those fiery serpents and scorpions we saw in Deuteronomy chapter 8 verse 15. "And the 5th angel sounded," and as you know, there's a grace period between the sounding of the 5th trumpet and the woe of the 5th trumpet. What we're about to read has to do with what happens at the woe of the 5th trumpet. "And I saw a star fall from heaven unto the earth, and to him was given the key of the bottomless pit." This star is Lucifer, Satan, cast from heaven unto the earth, as you can read in Revelation chapter 12. "And his angels are cast out with him," the locust army we're about to read of. "And he opened the bottomless pit, and there arose a smoke out of the pit, as the smoke of a great furnace, and the sun and the air were darkened by reason of the smoke of the pit." This is the deception. "And there came out of the smoke," not out of the pit, but out of the smoke, the locust army comes from heaven because they're cast from heaven unto the earth along with Satan. "And unto them was given power, as the scorpions of the earth have power." devour. Remember those scorpions we just read of in Deuteronomy chapter 8? And it was commanded them that they should not hurt the grass of the earth, neither any green thing, neither any tree, but only those men which have not the seal of God in their forehead. Now a scorpion is venomous, and this is when that beast with 7 heads and 10 horns rises up out of the sea, which is symbolic of the people of the world, the one world political beast. And that word beast in the Greek is therion, a venomous beast, hence the scorpions being brought into it, the gnawer, the swarmer, and the devourer in the first 2.5 months, and then the consumer stage after Satan appears as the false Christ in the last 2.5 months. So concerning the first half hour of the hour of temptation, that's what this spiritual venom of the locust army and their political beast system do to people. The locust army who have power as the scorpions of the earth have power. Verse 5, and to them it was given that they should not kill them, but that they should be tormented 5 months. And their torment was as the torment of a scorpion when he striketh a man. And this word translated as scorpion breaks back to scopos, the root word, and it means to peer about, skeptic, perhaps akin to G4626 through the idea of concealment, its deception. Compare 4629, a watch, a sentry, or a scout, i.e. by implication, a goal, a mark. What's the goal? To get them to receive the mark of the beast in their forehead, which is the deception, whereby they're killed spiritually. And in those days shall men seek death, and shall not find it, and shall desire to die, and death shall flee from them. At the seventh trumpet, whenever the true Christ returns, they're going to want to die, but they can't because all change into spiritual bodies at that time. And the shapes of the locusts were like unto horses prepared unto battle, and on their heads were, as it were, crowns like gold, and their faces were as the faces of men, because they're Satan's angels. They look human, but they're not. They're supernatural. The Nephilim, which in the Hebrew means to fall, the fallen angels is what we're talking about here, including those 10 horns, those 10 fallen angel kings that are part of Daniel's fourth beast, which is exclusively supernatural, and here you have crowns like gold. Verse 8, and they had hair as the hair of women, and their teeth were as the teeth of lions, and they had breastplates as it were breastplates of iron, and the sound of their wings was as the sound of chariots of many horses running to battle. This speaking of the flying vehicles of the fallen angels. And they had tails like unto scorpions, and there were stings in their tails, and their power was to hurt men 5 months. And they had a king over them, which is the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name in the Hebrew tongue is Abaddon, but in the Greek tongue hath his name Apollyon, which means destroyer. One woe is past, the woe of the fifth trumpet, and behold, there come 2 woes more hereafter. Now, why would it say one woe is past? Because it's at this time, in the middle of the 5-month-long hour of temptation, just before the middle, when Satan appears, that the deadly wound transpires. And it's a political wound to the one world political system. That's why it says one woe is past, which lets you know what the woe of the fifth trumpet is. The first beast of Revelation 13, which has 7 heads and 10 horns, a mouth like the mouth of a lion, feet like the feet of a bear, and it was like unto a leopard. And the dragon, that Satan, gives him his power and his seat and great authority. And that word seat in the Greek is thronos, and that's what the fifth vial is poured out unto. That's the deadly wound, and it doesn't happen until after the woe of the fifth trumpet and just before the woe of the sixth trumpet, when Satan appears as the false Christ. So now back to the image of Daniel chapter 2 as far as the first 2.5 months are concerned, when the gnawer, the swarmer, and the devourer stages of the locust army transpire, the image of Daniel chapter 2 has 4 parts. Notice only 4 kingdoms are mentioned there, and in the futurist sense, they line up directly with Daniel chapter 7, with the lion as the head, and remember from Revelation 13, it has the mouth like the mouth of a lion, so then the bear would be the next one down, lining up with the arms and chest of silver. So with the head of gold and the arms and chest of silver, we have Jacob and Esau. And I don't think I have to tell you that most Americans will be all for a one world government so long as America is the head of it, with the United States as the first, only, and last truly global superpower, as Brzezinski said in the Grand Chessboard. So that is the plan of the Kenites, and you'd have to be pretty dense not to see that beginning to happen already, leading up to that woe of the fifth trumpet. So when the New World Order, the real New World Order, finally emerges with the United States and Russia, Jacob and Esau as the world leaders of the rest of the nations, which covers the geography, and the next is the leopard, which is the infrastructure of the real New World Order, the Kenites and their four hidden dynasties, the belly of the beast, you could even say, the belly of that image that Nebuchadnezzar saw, and then last but not least, and this is the most important thing to understand, the legs of iron. That's the supernatural. Daniel's fourth beast is described as having great iron teeth and 10 horns, which are seen as 10 toes with the image of Daniel 2. You see clay mentioned there as well, because with the image of Daniel 2 in the future ascents, the supernatural, Satan and his angels, are merged together with humanity, including the Kenites, which are the belly, in this one world political system. So back to Revelation chapter 9, where earlier we saw iron mentioned, yet again describing the locust army, Satan's angels, who are Daniel's fourth beast, as well as the legs of iron of Daniel chapter 2. And in verse 43 of Daniel chapter 2, it says concerning this image, "And whereas thou sawest iron mixed with miry clay, they shall mingle themselves with the seed of men, but they shall not cleave one to another, even as iron is not mixed with clay." And as you know from Genesis chapter 6, the fallen angels mated with the daughters of Adam. And as Christ said, "As the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be." And again, they travel in flying vehicles. That could very well be why the world comes together in a one world system so quickly. But time will tell. As Christ said in the last verse of Mark chapter 13, "Watch, because we don't know exactly how it happens, but from our Father's word, we have a pretty good idea," as opposed to those who have better things to do than study their Father's word. So when you get to the sixth trumpet in Revelation chapter 9 and verse 13, "And the sixth angel sounded, and I heard a voice from the four horns of the golden altar, which is before God, saying to the sixth angel which had the trumpet, loose the four angels which are bound in the great river Euphrates. And the four angels were loosed, which were prepared for an hour and a day and a month and a year for to slay the third part of men," spiritually. And this is the negative of the four living creatures that surround our Father's throne, letting you know that this is when Satan sits in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God, as we know from 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, the son of perdition. "And the number of the army of the horsemen were 200,000,000, and I heard the number of them, 2 myriads of myriads." He couldn't number them, they were so many. And as we know from Revelation 11:13, there are only 7,000 fallen angels, so this 200,000,000 are really their images being transmitted throughout the globe via the modern-day technology. That's what the fire, jacinth, and brimstone has reference to in Revelation chapter 9, verse 17. Fire-like in the Greek is in electricity, as you can see in the Strong's Concordance. Jacinth meaning a deep blue color, as in the blue screens their images will appear upon. And this word translated as brimstone means sulfur-like, as in silicon, which is number 16 on the periodic table of the elements, and sulfur is number 14. So silicon means sulfur-like, and it's silicon that's used to make all the smartphones, computers, and televisions the images of Satan's fallen angel locust army will appear on at 666, along with the image of Satan himself as the Antichrist that you can read of in Revelation chapter 13, the image of the beast. "And the heads of the horses were as the heads of lions, and out of their mouths issued fire and smoke and brimstone," which is the deception that kills a third spiritually. "By these three was the third part of men killed, by the fire and by the smoke and by the brimstone which issued out of their mouths. For their power is in their mouth, because they're a bunch of liars, and in their tails. For their tails were like unto serpents." Remember the fiery serpents we saw written of in Deuteronomy 8? It's not scorpions anymore, it's serpents. If you're stung by a scorpion, you might survive, but if it's a venomous reptile, you're probably gonna die. That's the significance of the serpent here. And not only that, but they're the army of that old serpent, that is to say the devil, "and had heads, and with them they do hurt. And the rest of the men which were not killed by these plagues, yet repented not of the works of their hands, that they should not worship devils and idols of gold and silver and brass and stone and of wood. And if you go to Daniel chapter 5, you see this same list, only it has iron there. Why is iron left out of this list? Because the third were the Christians that were killed spiritually, because only a Christian can die spiritually. Everybody else was dead already because they repented not of the works of their hands, that they should not worship devils and idols of gold and silver and brass and stone and of wood, which neither can see nor hear nor walk. Neither repented they of their murders, nor of their sorceries, nor of their fornication, nor of their theft. So once Satan appears, the one world political system becomes a one world religious system, and instead of the mouth like the mouth of a lion in the sense of the Christian nations, the mouth becomes the mouth of Antichrist speaking great things and blasphemies, with Satan becoming the head of the one world religious system, with those three Christian nations being plucked up by the roots, as it's written in Daniel chapter 7, whenever the little horn appears, which is Satan's role of Antichrist. Remember, Nebuchadnezzar was the head historically, the head of gold, who was a type of Antichrist. After this I looked, and behold, a door was open in heaven, and the first voice which I heard was as it were of a trumpet talking with me, which said, Come up hither, and I will show thee things which must be hereafter. And immediately I was in the spirit, and behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. And he that sat was to look upon like a jasper and a sardine stone, and there was a rainbow round about the throne in sight like unto an emerald. And in Revelation chapter 6, we read of the first seal and that bow that the rider of the white horse in the first seal has. And that word in the Greek is toxon, of the simplest fabric. Like I said, a cheap fabric imitation. And that rider of the white horse in the first seal is the false Christ, Satan pretending to be Jesus. And round about the throne were 24 seats. And upon the seats I saw 24 elders sitting, clothed in white raiment, and they had on their heads crowns of gold. Underline that word, crowns. Now, what's the negative of this? The 10 horns that we read of in Daniel chapter 7, as well as Revelation chapters 13 and 17. Those 10 horns, those 10 kings that reign 1 hour with the beast, the hour of temptation. Now, how is that the negative of the 24 elders? Because the 24 elders are supernatural. First of all this is supernatural, and that's key to understanding where I'm going with this and what we're talking about here. And what you'll find in your companion Bible is that these 24 elders are representative, or a pattern after which, rather, David arranged his 24 courses of the sons of Aaron that you can read of in 1 Chronicles chapter 24. So if you took just 10 of these, then you would end up with 140 days, because these 24 priestly courses were served by each of the 24 2 weeks out of the year. So there you have the math there to deal with. And what do you end up with? 140 days if you were to just take 10 of them. 10 times 14, because it's 2 weeks out of the year, is 140. 140 days. What's that? That's 5 months. The 5 month long hour of temptation given in the lunar time, because a month by definition is 28 days. Verse 5, and out of the throne proceeded lightnings and thunderings and voices, and there were 7 lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the 7 spirits of God. Now the negative to this positive is the 7,000 fallen angels we were speaking of earlier. The ones that seduced the daughters of Adam and left their first habitation. They didn't wait to be born of woman, but they left heaven and went down to earth to impregnate the daughters of Adam. You can read of it in Genesis chapter 6. So that's the negative to this positive. And before the throne there was a sea of glass like unto crystal, and in the midst of the throne and round about the throne were 4 beasts, 4 living creatures, full of eyes before and behind. And the first beast was like a lion, the second like a calf, the third had the face of a man, and the fourth beast was like a flying eagle. And these are the standards of the tribes of Israel. And the negative of this you'll find in Revelation chapter 9. That would be the 4 angels which were bound in the great river Euphrates, and they're loosed at that time. So the negative, the 4 angels loosed from the Euphrates at the 6th trumpet, surround Satan's throne. So for every positive, there's a negative, and you have it all mapped out for you here. It's really easy to understand how Satan operates. It's all a ripoff of God's pattern, because he said in Isaiah 14, I will be like the Most High. So he rips everything off from him, the entire pattern, as much as possible. But it's a cheap fabric imitation. It's not even close. And the four beasts had each of them six wings about him, and they were full of eyes within, and they rest not day and night, saying, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come. And when those beasts give glory and honor and thanks to him that sat on the throne, who liveth forever and ever, the 24 elders, and the negative of this again is the 10 horns, 10 fallen angel kings that are cast out of heaven with Satan. Remember, they reign 1 hour with the beast, and they're part of Daniel's fourth beast, and it's exclusively supernatural, and you can tell that that's the case by reading Daniel 7. So the 24 elders fall down before him that sat on the throne, and worship him that liveth forever and ever, and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. Chapter 5, And I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book written within, and on the backside sealed with seven seals. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, Who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals thereof? And no man in heaven, nor in earth, neither under the earth, was able to open the book, neither to look thereon. And I wept much, because no man was found worthy to open and to read the book, neither to look thereon. This is speaking of John the Apostle, of course. And one of the elders said unto me, Weep not. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, hath prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne, and of the four beasts, and in the midst of the elders. So again, there's your positive. It's all supernatural. And look at the negative. You've got the throne, Satan's seat that you can read of elsewhere in Revelation, the four beasts, the negative of that, are the four living creatures loosed from the great river Euphrates, and in the midst of the elders, the negative of that, are the 10 horns. So in the midst of the throne, and of the four beasts, and in the midst of the elders, stood a lamb, as it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent forth into all the earth. So again, for every positive, there's a negative. You've got those 7,000 fallen angels, and if you read Revelation chapter 11, whenever those 7,000 die, you'll notice that in the Greek it says 7,000 names of men, and you'll also notice in Revelation 13 that that beast, that political beast, having seven heads and 10 horns, it says, and upon his heads the names, plural, of blasphemy. And he came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne. And also the 7,000 are cast out with Satan at the woe of the fifth trumpet, and that's when that first beast of Revelation emerges out of the sea, having seven heads and 10 horns. Those are fallen angels, and the names of blasphemy upon his heads, speaking of those 7,000. And when he had taken the book, the four beasts and 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and golden vials full of odors, which are the prayers of saints. Now, when Satan appears as the false Christ in Revelation 13:11, what does it say? He had two horns like a lamb, but he spake as a dragon, the false Christ, because he is the dragon. That's his role of Antichrist. And when he had opened the fourth seal, four being the number of earth, I heard the voice of the fourth beast, which here means the fourth living creature before the throne of the true God, say, Come and see, Christ being the only one who can open our understanding as to the meaning of the seven seals. And I looked, and behold, a pale horse, which is chloros in the Greek, as you can also see in the first trumpet, number 5515 in your Greek dictionary of your Strong's Concordance, just one number away from the Kizi stigma, which is 666 as a numeral. And it's at the sixth seal, the sixth trumpet, and the sixth vial that Satan appears as Antichrist, and his fallen angel locust army in the consumer stage have their images transmitted throughout the world also, killing that third spiritually when they worship Satan instead of Christ, which is what Antichrist means. John didn't literally see 200,000, only their images transmitted throughout the globe. He wasn't familiar with the modern day technology. Not only will the image of the beast, which is an image of Satan himself, being transmitted throughout the world deceive most Christians into worshiping Satan instead of Christ, but also the images of his 7,000 fallen angels. So his name that sat on him on the pale horse was Death and Hell, which is Hades in the Greek, followed with them, and power was given unto them over the fourth part of the earth, which means all the earth, because the seven continents are approximately 25% of the planet, to kill spiritually with sword and with hunger and with death and with the beasts of the earth, all four hidden dynasties beginning in 1830, with Satan and his angels working invisibly as spirits through the Kenites and their co-religionists to globalize the four horns up until 1948, when Kenite occupied Israel came into being, beginning this final generation, which is the generation of the fig tree. Then in 1969, the grace period of the fifth trumpet began. Five is grace in biblical numerics, and that grace period ends when Satan and his angels are cast to earth and the one world political system emerges at the woe of the fifth trumpet, which is when the four stages of the locust army begin, with the gnawer, the swarmer, and the devourer in the first half hour. Then after the deadly wound, when Satan appears as Antichrist, at the woe of the sixth trumpet, the consumer stage begins, which is when the first four seals, trumpets, and vials go into their ultimate spiritual form, which is symbolized by the four angels loosed from the great river Euphrates at 666. So hell followed with death, because as you can see in 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 4, the angels that sinned were cast down to hell, which is Tartarus in the Greek, and as you can see in your Strong's Concordance, Tartarus is part of Hades. And again, power over the fourth part of the earth means all the earth, as in all seven heads, which are seven mountains, meaning all seven continents, will have the names of blasphemy upon them, as you can see in Revelation chapter 13, verse 1, when the four stages of the locust army begin. But it's not until 666, when the fourth and final stage begins, the consumer stage, that they're given the power to kill that third spiritually, with the fire, smoke, and brimstone that will issue out of their mouths, figuratively speaking, up until they're all killed in the earthquake, as you can see in Revelation chapter 11, verse 13. The 7,000 names of men who are part of Daniel's fourth beast, which gets destroyed when the true Christ returns with the armies which were in heaven, most of the 7,000 Zadok, the positive to the negative, that are Satan's fallen angel locust army, that you can also read of in the book of Joel, where it says in chapter 2, verse 10, the earth shall quake before them, which is when they're destroyed just before the seventh trumpet sounds. The sun and the moon shall be dark, and the stars shall withdraw their shining. At the end of that space for repentance, when the return of the true Christ outshines the sun, moon, and stars, and the Lord shall utter his voice before his army, the armies which were in heaven, for his camp is very great, for he is strong that executeth his word. Christ being called the word of God in Revelation chapter 19, where you see him returning with the armies which were in heaven. For the day of the Lord is great and very terrible, and who can abide it? The day of the Lord being the 1,000 years, when the way, the truth, and the life, which is the opposite of death, returns with the armies which were in heaven, which is the opposite of the army which was in hell. Hades in the Greek, which Tartarus is part of, meaning the 7,000 fallen angels who are destroyed just before the seventh trumpet sounds. And as it's written in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 55, O grave, which is Hades in the Greek, where is thy victory? Nikos in the Greek, which is where the word Nicolaites comes from in Revelation chapter 2, verses 6 and 15. Satan's fallen angel locust army in the consumer stage up until they're blotted out of existence, and Satan is cast into the bottomless pit, swallowed up in victory as far as those who take part in the first resurrection are concerned. And then after the 1,000 years are finished, there is no more death, because as you can see in Revelation chapter 20, verse 14, death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death, which takes place after the second resurrection, when Satan, along with whoever chooses to follow him at that time, are blotted out in the lake of fire. Everyone else goes into the eternity, as you can see in Revelation chapter 21, where he says in verse 7, he that overcometh, which is Nikeo in the Greek, meaning to get the victory, shall inherit all things, and our heavenly Father will be his God, and he shall be his son in the new Jerusalem in the third world age. Now we come to the sixth trumpet, the sixth vial, and the sixth seal. That's 666, which is when Satan appears in Jerusalem as the false Christ, which is what we see a type of in Daniel chapter 3, when Nebuchadnezzar, a type of Antichrist, made an image of gold whose height was 60, and the breadth thereof 6 cubits. And it was when the 6 instruments listed in verse 5 of Daniel chapter 3 sounded that everyone was to fall down and worship the image, symbolic of the image of the beast written of in the book of Revelation, which is just an image of Satan being transmitted throughout the world. It was either fall down and worship the image that Nebuchadnezzar, a type of Antichrist, had set up, or be cast into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. So it's when all 6 trumpets of deception are sounding that Satan appears as Antichrist. And as it's written in Revelation 13 verse 8, all that dwell on the earth shall worship him, Satan, whenever he appears at the 6th trumpet, whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. All but God's elect who fought Satan in the first world age, who we see a type of in Daniel chapter 3 as well, with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Obviously, they were literally God's elect as well, but they served as a type looking forward to what happens during the 6th trumpet. So the 6 instruments listed in Daniel chapter 3 verse 5 are symbolic of the 6 trumpets of deception written of in the book of Revelation. And the 6th instrument on the list is the dulcimer, but when you look that word up in the Easton's Bible Dictionary, as you can see in the margin of the Revised Version, it is styled bagpipes, and Grotius translated it the crooked trumpet. And it's at the 6th trumpet when that crooked serpent appears, also known as Satan. And you'll find it written in Isaiah 27 verse 1, in that day the Lord with this sore and great and strong sword shall punish Leviathan, the piercing serpent, even Leviathan, that crooked serpent, and he shall slay the dragon that is in the sea, looking forward to when Satan is cast into the lake of fire and blotted out of existence at the end of the 1,000 years, as promised in Ezekiel 28. That's where Satan received the death sentence, where he's called there the King of Tyrus, which means rock, not the true rock, which is the true Christ, but the false rock, the King of Tyrus. Tyrus means rock. Those stones worn smooth over a long period of time that we are to count, when you look up that word count in the last verse of Revelation 13, it means to enumerate stones or pebbles worn smooth over a long period of time, and to understand where those pebbles came from, which is the false rock, the King of Tyrus, their father the devil, who received the death sentence in Ezekiel chapter 28, which is why he's called the son of perdition, the son that perishes, the only one individually to receive the death sentence, the son of perdition, as Satan is called in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, speaking of when he appears in Jerusalem as the false Christ at the woe of the 6th trumpet, having 2 horns like a lamb, but he'll speak as a dragon, because he is the dragon, that old serpent, called the devil and Satan, that crooked serpent. So now we go to Revelation chapter 9 and verse 13, and the 6th angel sounded, so it's at this time that all 6 trumpets of deception will be sounding, and I heard a voice from the 4 horns of the golden altar, which is before God, saying to the 6th angel, which had the trumpet, loose the 4 angels which are bound in the great river Euphrates, 4 is the number of earth, and for every positive there's a negative. And as we know from Revelation chapter 4 as well as Ezekiel chapter 1, there are 4 living creatures that surround God's throne. These 4 angels loose from the Euphrates are the negative counterfeit of that, and that lets you know that it's at the 6th trumpet when Satan, the son of perdition, will sit in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. He's going to claim to be Christ. And the 4 angels were loosed, which were prepared for an hour and a day and a month and a year, for to slay the 3rd part of men, no gender here, the 3rd part of mankind at 666, which is the 6th seal, the 6th trumpet, and the 6th vial. And it's a spiritual death that happens to that 3rd when they worship Satan, thinking that he's Christ returned. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day, the return of the true Christ, that is to say, as it's written in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 3, except there come a falling away first, the great falling away from the faith, when most Christians cease to be the virgin bride of Christ and die spiritually when they begin to worship the devil and become part of the whore of Babylon, the many-membered body of the false Christ. And the number of the army of the horsemen were 200,000,000. That's 2 myriads of myriads, and I heard the number of them. This is the 4th and final stage of the locust army, the consumer stage, the locust army being seen Satan's angels who were cast to earth with him at the woe of the fifth trumpet. That's when the one world political system, the first beast, the new world order as it's called, emerged and the four stages of the locust began, with the gnawer, swarmer, and devourer in the first 2.5 months, then the deadly wound to the one world political system, and then the woe of the sixth trumpet when Satan appears, and the third part of mankind dies spiritually by deception. And thus I saw the horses in the vision, and remember in Joel chapter 2 verse 4, the appearance of them is as the appearance of horses, and as horsemen so shall they run. You also want to bear in mind that at the sixth trumpet, the seals, trumpets, and vials go into their ultimate spiritual meaning, including the four horsemen written of in the first four seals. So at that time, it'll be spiritual death, which is what we're reading of here, death being one of Satan's names, spiritual famine at its ultimate extreme, the famine for hearing the word of the Lord. They'll be listening to Satan's word, Satan's deception, as well as the deception coming out of the mouths of his locust army. Spiritual war, because Satan will make war with the saints, as it's written in Revelation 13, and you also see that in Revelation chapter 12, verse 17, and the dragon was wroth with the woman, and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which keep the commandments of God, and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. Satan will come in peacefully, bringing so-called peace on earth, supposedly, but really he's killing a third of mankind spiritually, as it's written in Daniel chapter 8, by peace he shall destroy many. You also find it written in Daniel chapter 7, verse 21, I beheld in the same horn, the little horn, Satan in his role of Antichrist, made war with the saints, and prevailed against them until the Ancient of Days came, and judgment was given to the saints of the Most High, and the time came that the saints possessed the kingdom. That happens at the seventh trumpet when the true Christ returns. The rider of the white horse in Revelation chapter 19, not the rider of the white horse in Revelation chapter 6, that's Satan appearing as the false Christ ultimately. So again, the four horsemen you see written of in the first four seals in Revelation chapter 6 go into their ultimate spiritual form at the sixth seal, the sixth trumpet, and the sixth vial. As it's written in 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 20, if after they have escaped the pollutions of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they are again entangled therein and overcome, the latter end is worse with them than the beginning. And to elaborate on how Matthew chapter 12, verses 43 through 45 correspond to the sixth seal, the sixth trumpet, and the sixth vial, with the Euphrates in Revelation chapters 9 and 16 being symbolic of the border between truth and confusion within the mind, which is what's in the forehead, we have to understand why the house, so to speak, is empty, swept, and garnished. The person who was cleansed accepted Christ, but then they failed to fill their mind with the truth of God's word, whereby they weren't deceived at 666 by the kings of the east, which the seven spirits more wicked than the first in Matthew chapter 12 verse 45 are symbolic of in the ultimate future ascents. Even so shall it be also unto this wicked generation. The Christians that worship Satan instead of Jesus at the sixth seal, the sixth trumpet, and the sixth vial will become grafted onto Satan's family tree, becoming part of the generation of vipers by adoption. Evil figs, that is to say. That's one reason you see a fig tree mentioned in the sixth seal, untimely figs, when the stars of heaven fall unto the earth. Symbolic of the third that are killed spiritually, you can read of in Revelation chapter 9 at the woe of the sixth trumpet. In the simplest terms and on the simplest level, verses 43 through 45 in chapter 12 of the Gospel of Matthew mean when a Christian casts out an unclean spirit using the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, they are to see to it the person who was cleansed is then converted to Christianity, which is why we must always follow God's lead when being utilized to carry out his work, especially in this particular area. Only God knows if it's time for that particular individual to be converted. You don't. Only the Father can draw one to Christ, and he has a timetable set up for each and every individual. Planting seeds of truth is how you do your part in bringing forth fruit for the kingdom of God, but only God the Father can cause that seed to grow, whereby they're grafted onto the tree of life, which is God's family tree, and always send evil spirits to the abyss in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Once they're converted to Christianity, it's then up to them to absorb the truth of God's word, whereby their mind isn't empty, swept, and garnished, but rather filled with an arsenal of biblical truth so that they're not deceived by Satan's unholy trinity or his four angels loose from the Euphrates at the sixth seal, the sixth trumpet, and the sixth vial. The seven kings that are symbolic of Satan's complete power structure God will allow him to have during the latter half of the hour of temptation. There's nothing new under the sun, though, because Satan had seven crowns in the first world age as well. In his first rebellion, as you can see in Revelation chapter 12, verse 3, there's a difference, though, between the seven kings of the east and the seven kings of Revelation chapter 17, verse 10, because the five that are fallen there are the four hidden dynasties and the political beast itself, with the one that is being the dragon, because Revelation chapter 17, verse 10 happens after the deadly wound and before 666, when Satan appears as Antichrist. The seventh king is the false prophet, Satan's role of Antichrist, and once he appears in Jerusalem in the middle of the five-month-long hour of temptation, his fake triune godhead is complete. That's three, and the four angels are loose from the Euphrates. 3 + 4 = 7. That's when most Christians die spiritually because their mind is empty, swept, and garnished. There's not enough truth in their forehead to prevent them from being deceived and receiving the mark of the beast, which is the deception, the opposite of the seal of God, which only the Zadok will have initially at the woe of the sixth trumpet, having the seal of God throughout the entire five-month-long hour of temptation. But before the 5 months even began, the seed of the seal of God had been planted within the minds of the 144,000 who will be brought out of the confusion and grafted back into God's family tree, along with whosoever will choose to hearken to the voice of the Holy Spirit when he speaks through the Zadok, causing the same sort of chain reaction you can read of in the book of Acts. And when the true Christ returns, Satan's role of Antichrist and his one world system are destroyed, which includes his fallen angels, the locust army, the 10 fallen angel kings, and the four angels that were loose from the Euphrates, leaving only Satan himself, the eighth king you can read of in Revelation chapter 17, verse 11. And it's at the end of the 1,000 years that Satan is released from the bottomless pit, and that's when he goes into perdition, along with whoever chooses to follow him at that time, blotted out of existence in the lake of fire. Everyone else goes into the eternity, the third world age. As you can see from this excerpt from E.W. Bullinger's commentary on Revelation, the dragon stood on the sand of the sea would be a more accurate translation of Revelation chapter 13, verse 1. The dragon, that is to say Satan, stood upon the sand of the sea, and then, and only then, John saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having seven heads and 10 horns, and upon his horns 10 crowns, and upon his heads the names, plural, of blasphemy. And as we know from Revelation chapter 17, the seven heads are seven mountains, and the 10 horns are 10 kings. The 10 kings aren't then symbolic of something else, they're 10 kings, period. The 10 fallen angel kings that are cast out of heaven with Satan at the woe of the fifth trumpet. So when we read in Revelation chapter 17, verse 9, that the seven heads are seven mountains, that's literal also, as opposed to elsewhere in our Father's Word, where mountains symbolize nations. In Revelation 17, the nations were already covered with the waters in verse 15, symbolic of peoples, multitudes, nations, and tongues, the seven mountains being the seven continents of the planet Earth. In other words, it's a global political system at the woe of the fifth trumpet. And then after one of its heads are wounded to death, so to speak, it becomes a global religious system when Satan appears as Antichrist at the woe of the sixth trumpet. So with that having been said, we go now to Revelation chapter 17, verse 9, with a word of wisdom from our Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And here is the mind which hath wisdom. The seven heads are seven mountains on which the woman sitteth. The woman being the whore of Babylon, which means confusion, which is what most Christians will become when they begin to worship Satan instead of Christ, ceasing to be the virgin bride that waits for the true husband to return at the woe of the seventh trumpet. And again, here is the mind which hath wisdom. And as it's written in Revelation chapter 13, verse 18, here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. To count means to enumerate stones, to know and understand who the Kenites are, and that they come from the false rock who appears as Antichrist at 666, which is the sixth seal, the sixth trumpet, and the sixth vial. And if you know and understand who the Kenites are, those stones worn smooth that come from the false rock, then you understand that they carry out the negative part of God's plan via the four hidden dynasty. So to repeat, Revelation chapter 17, verse 9, and here is the mind which hath wisdom, the seven heads or seven mountains on which the woman sitteth. So think globally as far as what we're about to read is concerned, because in Revelation 17, verse 10, we're given the exact timing of Satan's appearance as the false Christ. And there are seven kings, five are fallen, and one is. The time frame here being right after the deadly wound to the one world political system and just before the sixth seal, the sixth trumpet, and the sixth vial. Four of these fallen kings are the four hidden dynasties, which is why that word wisdom was utilized to take our minds to Revelation 13:18, and that word count, which means to know and understand who the Kenites are, the leopard of Daniel chapter 7, who run the four hidden dynasties, the infrastructure of the one world system, with the political beast being wounded to death, so to speak. The four hidden dynasties and the political beast itself are dead in the water until Satan appears as Antichrist to heal the wound, as it's written in Revelation chapter 13, with the one that is being the dragon, that's Satan himself, but the time frame of this verse is before he appears as Antichrist. So five are fallen because of the fifth vial that was poured out upon the seat of the political beast. That's the deadly wound, and the five are the four hidden dynasties and the political beast itself, because without all the governments of the world participating, it can't be a one world system. So one of its heads, which is one of the seven continents, being wounded to death, so to speak, it wounds the whole thing to death. No more one world system until Satan appears as Antichrist and heals the wound, as it's written in Revelation 13. But Satan will still be here after the deadly wound as the one that is, the dragon that is to say, and the other is not yet come. Satan has not yet appeared as Antichrist as far as the time frame of this verse is concerned. He appears at 666, which is why wisdom was mentioned to take your mind to Revelation 13:18, where you see the 600, 666. And when he cometh, he must continue, I repeat, continue a short space, 2.5 months, beginning at the woe of the sixth trumpet, when he appears as Antichrist in Jerusalem, healing the deadly wound to the one world political system, which is when it becomes a one world religious system. And the Virgin Bride of Christ at that time, for the most part, becomes the Whore of Babylon. And notice the angel explaining this to John is one of the seven angels which had the seven vials. And in my opinion, this is the fifth angel that pours out the fifth vial on the seat, that's Thronos in the Greek, of the beast, the political beast, that is to say, wounding it to death, as you can see in Revelation chapter 13, verse 3. And I saw one of his heads, one of the seven continents, as it were, wounded to death. And all it would take to accomplish that would be for just one country out of the seven continents of the world to opt out of the New World Order, as it's called, and declare independence from it. That would wound the entire one world political system to death and put the four hidden dynasties out of business until Satan appears as the false Christ and heals the deadly wound. A declaration of war would cause a deadly wound as well. We don't know exactly how it happens. It remains to be seen, but we know for a fact that it can't happen until Satan and his angels are cast to earth at the woe of the fifth trumpet. When the one world political system emerges, then one of its heads will be wounded to death and its deadly wound will be healed when Satan appears as Antichrist. And then all the world will wander after the beast, except for those of the 7,000 Zadok who never bow a knee to Baal, that you can read of in Romans chapter 11. And they, everybody else, worship the dragon, which gave power to the beast, to the political beast. Remember, he gave the beast his power and his seat. That's Thronos in the Greek. That's what the fifth vial gets poured out upon, which is how you know it's the deadly wound. And it's also how you know that Satan will have to be here before there can be a one world political system. Again, the dragon stood upon the sand of the sea, and then, and only then, John saw a beast rise up out of the sea. And then, after the deadly wound, they worshiped the dragon, which gave power to the beast, the dragon being Satan himself. But at this point, the sixth seal, the sixth trumpet, and the sixth vial, he will have appeared as the false Messiah. And they worshiped the beast, saying, "Who is like unto the beast, and who is able to make war with them?" They'll think Christ has returned, bringing about world peace, but it's a fake peace, and by peace so called, Satan shall destroy many, spiritually speaking, as it's written in Daniel chapter 8, verse 25, "And there was given unto him," the dragon that is to say, "a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies, and power was given unto him to continue," I repeat, continue, 42 months. It was 3.5 years, but now it's 2.5 months. The last half of the 5-month long hour hour of temptation, Daniel's 70th week, which was a week of years, but as we know from Mark 13, verse 20, the Lord has shortened those days, the 7 days, which are really years of Daniel's 70th week. So again, at the woe of the fifth trumpet, when Satan and his angels are cast from heaven to earth, the one world political system emerges, then the deadly wound happens, which is when five are fallen, and one is, the five being the four hidden dynasties and the political beast itself, with the one that is being the dragon. But then when the seventh king appears, which is Satan in his role of Antichrist, the false prophet, his fake triune godhead is complete, which is when the four angels are loosed from the Euphrates. That's seven, the kings of the east at the sixth seal, the sixth trumpet, and the sixth vial. That's when it becomes a one world religious system, when they that dwell on the earth shall wonder whose names were not written in the book of life from the foundation of the world, from the destruction of the first world age, when Satan first rebelled, having seven heads and 10 horns, as you can see in Revelation chapter 12, verse 3, and 7 crowns upon his heads. That's when he deceived a third into worshiping him instead of God, just as he'll deceive a third at 666 into worshiping him instead of Christ, which is what Antichrist means. The four angels loose from the Euphrates being symbolic of the ultimate spiritual fulfillment of the first four seals in Revelation chapter 6. That's when Satan appears as Antichrist, the false prophet, the rider of the white horse in the first seal, and it becomes spiritual war only at that time at 666, with the famine for hearing the truth becoming worse than ever, the death being the spiritual death of most Christians when they worship Antichrist. When Satan's unholy trinity is complete, that's three, and when added to the four angels loose from the Euphrates, that's seven, which in my opinion is what the seven wicked spirits in Matthew chapter 12, verse 45 are symbolic of in the ultimate future ascents. The last state of that man is worse than the first, the last 2.5 months of the 5-month-long hour of temptation. Even so shall it be also unto this wicked generation. There are two family trees, and those who are part of God's family tree, with the exception of the Zadok, will die spiritually because their minds are empty, swept, and garnished, as opposed to having the seven seals in their forehead, the seal of God. And for that reason, at 666, they'll be grafted into the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, Satan's family tree, along with the Kenites, who are the natural branches thereof. And unless they repent before the true Christ returns, they won't take part in the first resurrection into eternal life. They'll have to wait until after the 1,000 years are finished to stand against the eighth king in Revelation chapter 17, verse 11, which is the beast that shall ascend out of the bottomless pit and go into perdition, because he's the son of perdition, Satan being the only one sentenced to perish as an individual, as you can see in Ezekiel chapter 28. Those who stand against Satan after the 1,000 years are finished do so by having absorbed Christ's teachings of discipline through the millennial priesthood throughout the 1,000 years, so it'll be their faith in Christ Jesus even then that allows them to take part in the second resurrection into eternal life, because God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him, even during the millennium, shall not perish but have everlasting life, never-ending existence from the day they were created in the first world age all the way through this second world age and on up into the eternity, the third world age. So returning to Revelation chapter 9 and verse 17, with the sixth trumpet, and thus I saw the horses in the vision, and them that sat on them having breastplates of fire and of jacinth and brimstone, and the heads of the horses were as the heads of lions. And we saw all this earlier in chapter 9 describing the locust army in verses 7, 8, and 9, that the shapes of the locusts were like horses prepared unto battle, and their teeth were as the teeth of lions, and the breastplates also. So it's the same locust army, which are Satan's angels, only in the sixth trumpet it's the consumer stage of the locust army, the fourth and final stage when the spiritual death occurs. That's when, because of the deception that Christ has returned, when it's actually Antichrist, they'll die spiritually when they worship the devil. And out of their mouths issued fire and smoke and brimstone. Not literally, but this is telling you that it's an army of deception. By these three was the third part of men killed by the fire and by the smoke and by the brimstone which issued out of their mouths. There it is again. It's an army of deception, for their power is in their mouth, because it's an army of deception. And you'll notice this word mouth three times in Revelation 16 as well in the sixth vial. For their power was in their mouth and in their tails, for their tails were like unto serpents. They're the army of that old serpent, the crooked serpent, and had heads, and with them they do hurt. And the rest of the men, the rest of mankind, which were not killed by these plagues, the other two-thirds of humanity, yet repented not of the works of their hands, that they should not worship devils and idols of gold and silver and brass and stone and of wood, which neither can see nor hear nor walk. Neither repented they of their murders, nor of their sorceries, nor of their fornication, nor of their thefts. So this has to do with the remaining two-thirds, the non-Christian peoples of the world, who are already spiritually dead because Christ is the only way to the Father. You can't die spiritually unless you were alive spiritually to begin with. So when you understand that, it becomes pretty obvious who that third are that are killed spiritually at the sixth trumpet, because once a Christian worships the devil, they're no longer a Christian. They're a devil worshiper and die spiritually speaking. Chapter 10 is a parenthetical chapter, but it has to do with the seven thunders which John heard and was about to write, but was commanded to seal up those things which the seven thunders uttered and write them not. Seven in this case symbolizing God's elect, who the Holy Spirit will speak through, and they're not to premeditate what God will say through them at that time whenever they're delivered up during the sixth trumpet. So if what the Holy Spirit is going to say during the sixth trumpet through God's elect were to be written down, then that would be premeditating if you were to be aware of what's going to be said. Christ says in Mark 13, "But when they shall lead you and deliver you up, take no thought beforehand what ye shall speak, neither do ye premeditate, but whatsoever shall be given you in that hour, that speak ye, for it is not ye that speak, but the Holy Spirit." This is what these seven thunders are. It's unknown at this time what will be said, which is why John was told to seal up those things which the seven thunders uttered and write them not. Many will come out of the confusion because of what God will say through his election at that time and return to the true Christ, repenting, realizing that they'd been deceived, and upon repentance being restored into the many-membered body. So the spiritual death that happens at 666 doesn't have to be a permanent situation. Not only is there a space for repentance between the sixth trumpet and the seventh trumpet, which is why in the letters to the seven churches, Christ kept saying to repent. The time frame of Revelation chapters 2 and 3 and the seven letters to the seven churches being after Satan has appeared as the false Christ. And when you read through Revelation chapters 2 and 3, you'll find that that's the case. So there is a space for repentance before the true Christ returns, but if they don't take part in the first resurrection, there's the 1,000 years, the day of the Lord, when discipline will be taught, and if they stand against Satan after the 1,000 years are finished, then they won't perish in the lake of fire and will go into the eternity, which is the true promised land. Chapter 11 of the book of Revelation also has to do with the events of the sixth trumpet, and we see there the actions of the two witnesses leading up to the final 3.5 days of the sixth trumpet after Satan kills them and their dead bodies lie in the street of Jerusalem for 3.5 days before God resurrects them and the seventh angel sounds, ending Satan's tribulation and beginning the tribulation of all Almighty God, also known as the Day of the Lord. So having covered the sixth trumpet, we rewind back to the sixth vial, which has to do with the same last 2.5 months of the hour of temptation. And Revelation chapter 16 verse 12 says, "And the sixth angel poured out his vial upon the great river Euphrates," just as we saw in the sixth trumpet, the great river Euphrates, where those four angels were loosed from, and the water thereof was dried up, that the way of the kings of the east might be prepared, the way of the kings from the rising of the sun, Satan being that fake morning star, Lucifer, the son of the morning, as he's called in Isaiah chapter 14. Notice in Revelation chapter 12, back in the first world age when Satan first rebelled, you see a system that he had all the way back in the first world age, a great red dragon having 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns upon his head, signifying 7 kings. We already read of the 4 angels loosed from the great river Euphrates, so that's 4. And I saw three unclean spirits like frogs come out of the mouth of the dragon, and out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet. That's seven. 4 plus 3 is 7. Again, for every positive, there's a negative. There are four living creatures that surround our Father's throne. God has three offices. So Satan copying God's pattern has a fake triune Godhead, an unholy trinity of the dragon, the false prophet, and the beast, and those four angels loose from the great river Euphrates, being the negative of the four living creatures that surround God's throne. 3 plus 4 equals 7, for they are the spirits of devils working miracles, which go forth unto the kings of the earth and of the whole world to gather them to the battle of that great day of God Almighty. Behold, I come as a thief, Christ interjects here. That's not me that just appeared, in other words. That's the false Christ. Blessed is he that watcheth and keepeth his garments, lest he walk naked and they see his shame. The fine linen that you wear in heaven is made up of your righteous acts. If a Christian worships the devil, then they lose credit for their righteous acts as a Christian and are made naked. And he gathered them together into a place called, in the Hebrew tongue, Armageddon. And the seventh angel poured out his vial into the air, and there came a great voice out of the temple of heaven from the throne saying, it is done. So that's when the true Christ returns, immediately after the 5-month-long hour of temptation at the end of 666, the sixth trumpet, the sixth seal, and the sixth vial. And going to the sixth seal now in Revelation chapter 6 verse 12, and I beheld when he had opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake. This is an imitation of the earthquake that transpires when the true Christ returns. We're still talking about when the false Christ appears, imitating the second coming of Christ. And lo, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood, and the stars of heaven fell unto the earth. This is a statement of degradation, speaking again of the spiritual death at the sixth trumpet. You'll see that in Daniel chapter 8 verse 10 as well, where it says, speaking of the little horn, which is Satan's role of Antichrist, and it waxed great even to the host of heaven, and it cast down some of the host and of the stars to the ground and stamped upon them, a statement of degradation referring to the spiritual death that transpires at the sixth trumpet whenever Satan deceives the world into worshiping him instead of Christ, which is what Antichrist means.